This is the Totally Ice Hockey Show. Direct from the action in Finland, we're bringing you all the news, insights, reactions, insider tips, and much, much more from the IIHF World Championship. The best 30 minutes of your day start now. Welcome to the Totally Ice Hockey Show. We're just 24 hours away from puck drop in Finland, and we can't be more excited. I'm Marav Sevier. I'm a longtime sports journalist, sideline reporter, and sports marketer, and I'll be here with you every day of the tournament alongside Mike Johnson and Reagan Russ, who are with us right now. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey. What's up, Tom?
It's quite an exciting event. You know, we've been looking forward for this for a long time. How excited are you to be here?
Listen, I come to this often. I think this is my 7th World Championship covering as a media. I played in one. And once you're over here, especially if you have to come from far ways away, it's always worth it. It's always fun. So I'm excited to get going.
So you're a pro at these. You know, it's Reagan and I are here for the first time. You got to show us the ropes.
Well, pro is a very liberal use of the term if we're going to call me a pro in anything. So I've been here before. Maybe your youthful helped me out because I've been here for a while.
Guys, you have some long history, so why don't you tell listeners a little bit about yourselves? Ladies first, so Reagan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so Mike says that he's not a pro, but he is a pro, just so everyone knows that. Yeah, and I grew up playing hockey in Mississippi. I'm from America and played all over the United States, played all over the world. I played the past 20 years, so I played up in Pittsburgh for my youth, and then I went to RIT for 2 years, and then Boston University for my last 2 years. Won a bean pot, played in the bean pot, and was also a captain there. And then I've been playing pro for the past 3 years. So I played in the PWHPA in Boston. I played in Budapest last year, and then this past year I was in Stockholm, Sweden. So I know a little bit about hockey, and I'm going to pass over to Mike now.
Yeah, more than a little bit. That is a global experience. Mississippi, the hockey hotbed of growing up in Mississippi. Well done.
From Mississippi to Sweden.
Yes. Yeah. They're pretty much the same place. They're almost exactly the same.
Yeah, I heard it's just as cold in Mississippi as it is here in the Nordics.
Unlikely. Unlikely. I grew up in Toronto, played 12 years in the NHL. I can remember all the teams. Toronto, Tampa, Arizona, Montreal, and St. Louis. I played briefly in Färjestad, Sweden during the 04 lockout. We lost in the finals. Damn you, Henrik Lundqvist. I played a little bit in Cologne in Germany at the end of my career. And I also went to University of Bowling Green, Harvard of the Midwest, as everyone knows it, for 4 years, and left there, went and played pro. And since I retired in like 09, I've been working in hockey media in a variety of jobs. If there's something to do in media, I have done it. Called games, so Canada, America, podcast, radio, you name it. I've tried it, and I am, looking forward to the next couple of weeks with you guys. It'll be fun.
And this is a brief history from a guy who says he's not a pro.
That's pretty
good. For real. That's why we gave him the name Big Mike. Well, I gave it to him just now.
I was also captain of Bowling Green.
You're Big Mike.
We're going to throw our captaincies in there.
Okay. Yeah, we get it. You played pro, and you're sick at hockey.
Well, I don't... The good news is, Reagan, most of my highlights were like pre-internet YouTube, so you can't even verify one way or the other. I'm only as good as I say I am, so I guess I'm pretty good.
Oh, we're going to go look for these. Someone has had to upload them somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to share them with the fans because it's also extremely exciting because fans are back here in Finland for this tournament. And I think that's what's most exciting for not only us being here, but for players also.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen. One of the best parts about being here is the fan interaction. And it's amazing. Like, I cannot wait and see like the Latvian fans. And there's always like 300 of them, but they drown out the 5,000 from whatever country might be supporting. It makes the tournament, it makes it fun for the players. So the fact that they'll be back in the building, Reagan, will be, you don't know what it's like when they weren't there the last couple of years, but it'll be great to have them back now.
Mike, I don't know what it's like anyway. It's my first time coming in person. But I am
excited. You're definitely in for a treat then. If you don't know what it's like, the fans are going to be back. And I feel like because they haven't been here, they're probably even more excited than we imagine them to be.
would hope so.
I'm going to be in the stands with them screaming and getting some interviews. So,
as we said, we're 24 hours away from puck drop. We have 16 teams that have landed here in Finland for the World Championships. We'll dive deeper into 8 of those teams today. The rest we'll chat about tomorrow. So let's start with Norway. They'll be facing off against Finland tomorrow night. Mike, what do you expect from this Norway team this tournament?
Norway's the same thing we get most tournaments, right? Like, they're going to be battling kind of for to be the best of the teams that don't make the quarterfinals. You know, they have a tough group to play against because there are the Swedes, the Finns, the Czechs, the Americans, right? So there's four kind of teams that you think should be in the quarters, but Norway will want to battle to be the best. And that's important. That's important to their tournament. So they have a lot of familiar names. And I think that helps them, especially early on, because they have that built-in chemistry, familiarity, having played together for the national team. Most of the guys, if you've been here year after year, there are some very familiar names that do it. So, and then I always will be interested in watching the goaltending. If the goaltending is good enough, it can be any one number of guys, multiple guys will play. But if they get a hot run, they have a chance to kind of be the best of the rest. And I think that's probably what they're shooting for.
And how hard is it to, you know, to have a good start, a hot run, when you're facing off against Finland in the first game, home team, coming off that gold win? Like, that's not an easy thing to do, to then set you up for the rest of this tournament, especially against the teams that you've mentioned.
No, it wouldn't be. But as Reagan, like, there's also a comfort in knowing, like, they're not going to win the first game. Very unlikely, right? So you have a game to get into the tournament to try to play in a no-pressure situation, because they aren't expected to win, and they likely won't. But I think they have that one game, mm-hmm. kind of get their rhythm of the tournament going, so that when they play the teams that they could beat, they'll have at least a little bit of game tournament action under their belts.
Have you been in that situation where you're coming into a tournament or a couple of games knowing that, all right, this first one, I'm not even going to think too much about it. I know it's going to be a tough one, but then I'm looking towards the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean, that was my entire first season of college, so I wasn't expecting to win many games there. So I can definitely understand how they're feeling right now, but it does take off a lot of the pressure. And, you know, they've placed consistently like 10th and higher in the past few years. So I think they're super excited to be here from talking to them yesterday. And I know they're going to bring the energy because they're excited for the fans. Everyone's excited for that. But, you know, upsets can happen at any time. And so we'll see. I'm excited for that.
Reagan, truer words have never been spoken. So I told you, I played in one World Championship for Canada. Guess who I lost to? Norway.
What year was that?
We lost to Norway.
Oh, all right.
The only time it's happened in history. So your point is very, like, upsets can happen. You never. Mm-hmm. So I dealt with it firsthand. Thanks for bringing it up for a bad memory. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, hockey is a game of mistakes, and like, anybody can win on any given day. It's just a matter of who's on point, whose goal is on point, how the defense play, how everyone gels together. So chemistry has to be on point if anyone wants to go far in this tournament.
And if we're talking about them coming in with no pressure, they're going to be facing the team that's possibly coming in with the most pressure, playing at home after that gold medal. And we'll talk more about Finland tomorrow, so we won't get into them. But that's definitely something that could help them if, you know, Finnish players kind of get into their own heads.
Well, there'll be a lot of expectations, a lot of energy. You'd like to think you could feed off that energy, feed off the home crowd, feed off being in your home country, representing back here at home. But there'll be a little bit of pressure, especially the game, you get close. You're in the third period, and it's not a big margin at that point. But I think they should be okay with it. It's a tough way for Norway to start, but it gets easier down from there, I guess.
Obviously, Canada, reigning world champions from last year in Riga. Now, Mike, what do they have to do to defend their title and fend off Finland, who, as we mentioned, is coming off this gold medal win in the Olympics, playing in front of their home crowd? So many storylines there. What do the Canadians have to do?
Sorry, what was that? Where did Canada finish last year?
First place. That's as far as I heard.
Last place. Last.
Reagan, sorry, I didn't. Reagan, I was asking you, where did Canada finish last year?
Last place.
Last place.
This is unbiased podcast. Hello.
If we flip the standings upside down, they would be last. Correct. They did win. But I think in many ways that it sums up the tournament, though. Like, they were an unlikely winner last year. They started off terribly. There was talk about being the worst team in the history of this tournament for Canada, embarrassment and all the rest of it. And here they are, the defending champs. And so it reminds you that really for the teams that have a chance to win, it's mostly about the quarterfinals, like what they do those last three games, those elimination games. Can you get hot? Can you have the right moment happen? And you look at the teams, the team this year, on paper anyways, is probably better than the team last year. There are some, you know, pretty high-end NHL talent on the Canada roster this year. I think about down the middle with Matt Barzal, one of the best skating forwards in the NHL. Think about Pierre-Luc Dubois coming off a career year in Winnipeg. They have good players. The only question I'd say would be in net, which is pivotal. You know, Chris Drieger, not a full-time starter, kind of, you know, Florida into Seattle. Logan Thompson's an amazing story. He's taken a really roundabout route to the NHL with Vegas, but, you know, he's only played 25 games in the NHL, and Matt Tompkins plays over in Sweden. So that is a pivotal position. But other than that, Canada would feel very good about their chances this year. And there's no question they are in the easier of the two divisions. So they'll feel good about, you know, finishing high in their division and having a good quarterfinal matchup.
What piece of advice would you give them going into game one?
It's funny. So like, this is a 2 week long tournament, right? And it's effectively what, 7 round robin games and then it's 10 games.
And it seems very short when you talk about it. It's in just 2 weeks.
It seems very short, but it is a long time. Like, there is going to be some, you're not going to play well every game. You're going to lose points randomly you're going to lose to Germany. Something's going to happen along the way. Very rarely is it clean. But just stay patient. I have this for all the teams that are pretty good. Stay patient and then really aim to peak in the middle of the week too, because that's when it matters most.
Yeah.
Reagan, our listeners can't see it, but you're exactly. You're shaking your head. You know that feeling. We can tell from your reaction. Our listeners maybe not be able to see you, but we can see you.
Yeah. And I mean, all of them have had really long seasons so far as well, because they've been playing in the NHL. They've been playing tons of games. And so it's not like they're just playing these 10 games right now. Like, they've had a long season leading up to this. And so I think it's going to be exciting to watch, especially because the bigger ice sheet. I know for me, that was definitely an adjustment. So I know they have a lot of experience with that, and you just kind of have to change your playing style a bit too, like using the dots and being outside in the lanes and how to get to the net better. You got to be able to use all the ice.
Yeah. It's a good point by Reagan in that you think, oh, what's an extra 10 feet? It's a massive difference in how the game is played. But I will say this, oftentimes on a regular scheduled NHL season, this tournament's about 3 or 4 weeks after the conclusion. This has only been not like 2 weeks. So the fact that they've been out skating together, it almost makes it easier to kind of plug back into I'm playing competitive hockey, as opposed to I took a couple of weeks off, I went on vacation, now I'm playing again. That might help the North American guys, because they are kind of just continuing on from the conclusion of their seasons.
Smooth sailing. And, you know, one team that may not have had smooth sailing these past couple months, Czechia, I want to talk about them for a minute. They did not have a good Olympic run, to say the least. They've made several changes, including to their coaching staff. They only have 9 players that played in Beijing who are here in Tampere. Are these changes good enough to help them throughout this tournament?
Well, I think Czechia is going to give you what they always do, right? Physical, defense first, make the game chippy. And they have some high-end players. I actually think Czechia will be an underdog good team in this tournament, because Karel Vemelka, he played for Arizona, so he's used to getting peppered every game. He's very, very busy when he plays for the Coyotes. But he showed that he can steal games. And there may be moments in this tournament where he has to steal some games. So, Reagan, I like their roster. I like their NHL talent. I think Tomáš Hertl might be the best player in this tournament, you know, NHL wise, or right up there. So I wouldn't want to face the Czechs in an elimination tournament. I think they're that good.
Yeah, definitely. And from being in the Czechia, I have noticed the way that those people act. Like, they have so much pride in their game and their country. And so they're going to leave it on the ice. So I definitely think that every game is going to be a battle for them, especially because of how they've done in the past few years. And with the 9th place finish at the Olympics, that was really tough on them. And so making those changeups, I think it's going to be good mentally just to have a little reset. So I am expecting a middle of the pack type deal right now, but I love being surprised. So if they can bring it, I'm here for it.
And I also will, you know, the fact that Kari Alonen, a Finnish head coach, and that's unusual. They don't usually go out of country to find their head coach.
It's been, I think, 80 years since the 1930s or 40s, if I'm not mistaken, that they had a foreign head coach.
So that seems not often. Yes, exactly. My rookie season, Reagan. Yeah, you're right. But when you think about the strength of what Finland brings to international hockey is that they play to their identity, to their max every single term, regardless of the team. It could be juniors, it could be world championships, Olympics, whatever. Like, they're very consistent. I think bringing that mentality to Czechia will help this team because the talent of the roster is better than the results have been. And Jalonen might be the guy to kind of untap and have them reach their potential.
All right, now, guys, Austria promoted to this year's tournament. We've heard from the players. They're just excited to be here. But do they have a chance to actually make some noise? We talked about upsets already.
Reagan, you can take this one.
You know, thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, we've already talked about it a lot, but it's going to be a grind for them. And they're super pumped up for this. And I'm excited to see them live and in person. But I know that with the struggles of being in the lower division, now being promoted, there's a lot that they're going to be fighting for. And, you know, they're going to be struggling probably to stay afloat for these next few games just because they haven't had the experience in the last few years being in the top division. And so I'm hoping that it stays good and they don't get relegated. But Mike, what do you got?
Well, I mean, their tournament comes down to their games against Great Britain, Norway, and maybe Latvia. That is their tournament. And they'll battle hard. They'll have some moments, but offense is going to be hard to come by against the top countries. Obviously, results are going to be very difficult. But what's great is that they have a lot of experience on their team, and they know this. Like, you get around Austria, they'll lose to Sweden, they'll lose to Finland, and they don't get overly negative, like, oh, you know, down on their tournament or their chances. They know where they're at, and they're okay with that. And so they will bring it in those games where they have a chance. And, you know, Great Britain, they look at Great Britain and say, hang on, they're relatively new to this level of hockey. We should be able to play with those guys. So I think that's where their focus will be, kind of, you know, those games that they have a chance of winning, like it is every tournament.
Now, I'm taking a short break from talking about the tournament teams because I want to talk about some other pretty important teams, and those are our fantasy teams. So, guys, have you registered your team yet?
Reagan? I am registered.
What's the name of your team?
What's your team name?
It's the digital group. Wait, what did we name it? I forget.
No,
now.
No, not the league. What is your team?
Oh, just my
we're
name.
Just gonna have teams within our league. Our league is the Totally Ice Hockey Show League.
Yes.
So we're also gonna put a plug in here to have all of our listeners go and join our league so you can battle against us, see if you can take down Big Mike and Reagan and myself. But have you guys set up your
DJ
team already?
Ray.
DJ Ray Ray. All right.
Yeah.
So from now on, we've got DJ Ray Ray. We've got Big Mike. I'm boring, guys. Sorry. I'm something with my last name, I think. I'm not really good at these things. But I just want to make sure all our listeners log on to fantasy.iihf.com, create your team, join the Totally Ice Hockey Show League to take on Mike, Reagan, and myself. All you have to do is search the Totally Ice Hockey Show on the site that we gave you, fantasy.iihf.com. Join us, join the league. And guys, may the best team win. Will it be one of us?
It's going to be
better
me.
Be.
I'm really competitive.
Yeah.
Reagan, yes. You're competitive, Reagan. All right, game on. I see that. I see you, Reagan. Game on. We'll see how this plays out.
I cannot wait.
All right. Now that we've got ourselves some good competition in the fantasy game, let's get back to the teams that we'll see on the ice. Germany came in fourth last year. They even knocked out the Swiss on their way to their best results in over a decade. Can we see something similar from them this time around?
I think so, especially how it did not go well in the Olympics. You know, like the fact, like, I think everyone thought, well, they build off the Worlds. They have a pretty good team returning for the Olympics. There are no NHL players. Germany would be like a real dark horse team.
And well, Reagan may be a real dark horse team in our fantasy league. So that's
what
I'm thinking about right now.
She's part German. And I was thinking someone
Russ
off is recently disappointed.
Up,
there
Russ
you go. Russ
Germany.
Is German. But I think they should be a contender to kind of get certainly into the quarterfinals this year, given their division. A lot of returning guys. They just finished playing the championship, so they got guys fresh off like a championship series, kind of in peak form. So I expect them to be pretty good. And with Tim Stützle and Mo Sider, like two of the most dynamic young players in the NHL, they would be, I like them. I'm curious to watch them play, see if they can kind of tap into an offensive, exciting style of hockey and not just check, because I think they're good enough to do that.
They've also got a Finnish coach, so that could play that seems into to be a theme. Bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone's kind of getting a coach from a different country. It's cool. I like it. Adds diversity. But yeah, the coach was saying that the team has played with a lot of confidence and has greater ambition now. And so they got 7 players returning from the Olympics. And I think it might be good for them because they have that experience. And also in net, they got Philip Grubauer. So he's been – actually, Mike, you might know a little bit about him too. Seattle Kraken.
Yeah, he had a tough year this year. Had a great year in Colorado 2 years ago, but I think a lot of stuff in Seattle did not go quite according to plan. So he will be motivated to kind of – but he has shown he can be a world-class goaltender, which all teams need. And I want to shout out one to their captain, Mo Mala. I play with Moritz Müller in Cologne. He was like an 18-year-old kid, and I was, you know, playing the last year, and he was this little whippersnapper running around bugging me the whole time. Now I see him representing Germany, still doing good things. So you're right.
Did you teach him anything good back then?
Here's my Mo Mueller story, okay? So we're playing in our preseason little practice stuff before the game, and he was bugging me. He was like slashing me or something, and I was grumpy. I was jet-lagged, whatever it was. So I turned around, I slashed at him, I swore at him, and he just looked at me, didn't say much. And I got to the bench, and one of the other Canadian-born imports is like, Johnny, leave him alone. He was like a kid, Golden Glove boxing champion. So I'm like, I'm like, okay, well, no more practice skirmishes with Mo. That's my Mo Mueller. Yeah, I didn't teach him anything. I was taught to leave him alone early on.
Well, we're going to check in with him and see if he remembers this story.
Yeah, he maybe, probably
was,
not.
See what it was like from his side.
Yeah. There's right, no okay. video of it, so I don't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So unless he confirms this happened, Mike, you're on the hot seat.
That's the story I was told. Right. I hope it's true. Yes.
Well, guys, Kazakhstan, they'll be facing Denmark in their first game on Saturday. What can we expect from this team?
Roster.
Mike, I got this one.
Yeah, Regan, break down Kazakhstan for me and their names, please. Because, you know, a lot of returning people, Regan. So what do you got for us?
Well, I just want to talk about, you know, they're a part of the Asian culture. Like, they are the top of the Asian group, which, I mean, Asia's huge if you haven't looked on a map. And there's so many people there. But coming from their country, there's only like 500 male players. Mm-hmm. And so it's super interesting to see like a small country competing against these massive countries. Like the United States, like Canada, like Germany, and Finland now too. So I'm excited to see them play just because I know that they're going to come out with a lot of fight. But I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good for them.
Yeah, they battle hard. But we watched them play last tournament. And coach's son, Nikita Michaelis, was one of their standout players. Very good. And they also have a few imports from North America. Curtis Volk, the standout offensive player. He's out from British Columbia. Darren Deeds plays about 34 minutes a game, and their veteran Starchenko, who's been around forever, it seems, a bit of an older player, he's still going strong, 36 years young. Those guys will lead them, and they make life difficult. They win a game or two in this tournament, I think, at some point.
All right, Switzerland, who should we be looking out for on the Swiss team? What should we expect from them?
I like the way Switzerland plays. Right, like, they get up and down the ice. Like, the thing I respect about Switzerland is they come into a tournament like this and have the last 15 years and say, we could probably keep games closer if we just defend and trap and try to win games 2-1. But they acknowledge they want to play an up-tempo game. Like, they want to grow their game and get better and beat Canada 4-3, not 2-1 where the shots are 50-15. And I love that about them. And now the talent is catching up with the mentality. Well, they don't have to sit back, especially in their division. Other than Canada, they probably are, you know, the second favorite in this group. You know, Nico Hischier is around. You got Timo Meier is here. Those are two high-end guys as well. If they get good goaltending, they'll look good throughout the round robin. What matters to Switzerland is, can they win their quarterfinal game? Because they get there just about every single year. But can they win their quarterfinal game, Regan? That's what I want to see.
Yeah, and they just played some games too. So they played Finland and they won 3-2. But then once they got to Sweden and the Czech Republic, they lost in overtime to Sweden and they lost to the Czech Republic. So it's going to be interesting to see that. But even like last year, it was so odd how all the teams basically beat everyone at the same time, because one team would beat one and then the other would beat that team that they lost to. And then it was all just connecting in weird ways. Like, for example, they beat Czechia and then Denmark, but then lost 7-0 to Sweden. Mm-hmm. So how is that going to work this tournament?
Consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's their goalie going to be? You know, I'm not sure. I don't even know exactly who their starter. I mean, Giannone's been around for a few years. He's a bit older. Red O'Bara is 35. We know his name from the NHL a little bit. Like, is it going to be the youngster? I don't know which way they're going to lean. But if they get good goaltending, they should have the second seed in their division. And that, you know, you're not sure who might play in there. He might be Czechia or the States in the quarter. Like, that's a winnable quarterfinal matchup. That's where their heads are at. Like, their big game in their tournament will be against Germany to get second so that they can get Czechia or US, not Sweden or Finland, because the quarterfinals is the game. That's the matchup. So they should be fun to watch, though. And you never know. I don't know what's happening, but you never know who else might show up, right? Like, NHL teams get knocked out. Sometimes other players can't show up, and there are some pretty high-profile Swiss players that could, you never know, show up if incentivized enough.
Yeah, and with the past games that they just played, the coach has been cutting after each game and bringing in different players. So I'm excited to see the final lineup, that's for sure.
See who shows up on the ice. Now, guys, last team we're going to be previewing today. The other eight we'll be touching on tomorrow. So Sweden, coming in a bit disappointed from the Olympics, maybe a bit as an understatement. Do you expect them to bounce back?
Yeah, Sweden's always good. Like, it doesn't matter what their it doesn't even matter who's on their roster. They have such a strong domestic league. So everyone wants to focus on the NHL players, and you always do. But they're not always the best players in their teams. I mean, the Swedish domestic league is so strong that they can pull players out of there. And you might not, if you're an NHL fan, you might not be familiar with them. But if you know European hockey, you're like, no, this is the best league in Europe. And, you know, the best Swedes are the best pros in many ways in Europe. So, you know, I'll look at all those guys and see that I expect them to be very good. They understand the system. They do not deviate how they play. Despite all their talent, they play a very patient, kind of structured game.
And I would
expect very skilled. And nothing makes Swedish hockey players happier than disappointing Finnish players and fans. So the fact that they're here in Finland would probably, any extra motivation they need would be there to try to take it here in Finland.
Is there any sort of mental struggle that comes with, you know, not meeting your expectations at the Olympics and not meeting your country's expectations, your own expectations that they'll have to overcome here?
Yeah, a lot of the players that I knew that were playing in the Olympics, the girls and the boys, like, it was both disappointing for them. And so when they came back, it was hard for them to continue playing in their season. Like, they all just wanted a break. And so I am excited to see how they come out, because it's hard whenever you lose those games. And playing in the Olympics is a really big deal. And even playing in this tournament is a really big deal, because everyone has so much pride in their country. And I mean, I'm also excited to see the goaltending that they have, because I've watched a lot of the SHL guys over the past season, and they've got some really good ones to choose from. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So the guys that weren't on the Olympics, the NHL guys, you know, you feel bad, but you don't feel personally, you know, harmed by it because you weren't part of it. And the guys that were, it's an opportunity. Like, it's a massive deal to play in the world championship for the European countries. So I think the strength of Sweden will be on their defense. They have some talented players on the back end, not only to defend, but also chip in offensively. They are built from the back end defense out. They might have the best defensive roster in the tournament.
Defense wins championships.
Yeah, that's what they say. We'll have to wait and see if that actually happens this year also. Well, we got a chance to catch up with some of the players during yesterday's photo shoots, and we took the opportunity to ask them a few questions. When we say we, mostly Reagan did that. So first, we wanted to know which team they're most excited to face during the tournament. We're not going to give you the names of the players, so we're going to see if you can recognize their voices. Reagan, don't give it away, because we're putting Big Mike on the spot here. So
it would be very fun to play against the Swedes or the Finns, maybe, but they're in the other group, so hopefully we'll get them in the elimination rounds.
I think it must be Finland.
Maybe the opening game against Finland?
No, not against. I'd say I'm most excited to play with my teammates, because we always have a good group and it's a lot of fun to play with them. So that's what I'm most excited about.
I don't know, every game. I'd say first game, that's always the most exciting.
Well, there are a lot of good teams for sure. Sweden And for sure, Finland is going to be nice at the home tournament to play against.
There's every team is we're excited to play. I mean, obviously it's going to be a nice game against Finland, playing against the best guys. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Finland.
I think I would say Sweden because I used to play there, but Finland could be interesting because the fans, but I hope the fans will show up on every game because they will see some good hockey and you know, it's an exciting tournament. So
guys, there's a consensus here. I think everyone's excited and waiting to play Finland.
Yeah. Apparently. And as the voice are running, I'm running through my head. Of course, I don't know who any of those guys are. I can't pick their voice out. But I'm just trying to pick out what country they're from because I hear a Finnish accent. I'm like, oh, that sounds like Jani Niinema. I just go through former teammates because that's what they sounded like when they spoke with their accents. But I mean, obviously playing here in Finland against Finland will be a great atmosphere in the buildings. A lot of people, a lot of excitement. So I could see that. Except, you know, I'd like to win my favorite game. So like playing against Finland is not going to be an easy cakewalk here. So I might pick a team like, yeah, I want to play a team that I have a better chance of beating because that wouldn't be Finland.
I do think that's a different way of looking at it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we do have one player who was all about playing with his teammates. You know,
with his teammates.
I'm
just excited to be here to play. And that, I think, was my favorite answer.
I felt we were at kindergarten. They're asking, who's your favorite player? I'm like, yeah, my teammates. I'm like, good answer. Good answer. Well done.
All right. Well, we already talked about the fans coming back, and that's something that is really exciting for the players as well. So we asked them about playing in front of fans again. This is what they had to say to us.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Finally, get the full experience. We had 1 year now without, and 1 year with the restrictions. So we are looking really forward to this.
Very excited. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. So we're all really excited.
I hope it's going to be packed stadium and a lot of four games, so it's going to be fun having fans back for sure.
Really excited. I mean, last year was a little bit different than Riga, but I think this year is going to be a great experience again. And I think Finland is a great hockey country, so I think the people are excited here as well to have the World Championship in their country. And it's always a great tournament, and now that we have the fans back, it's just awesome. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's going to be just a great couple of weeks, great tournament like always.
I think it's going to be a huge atmosphere out there with a lot of fans, and makes for sure fun to play again.
I mean, they're really important. They make the atmosphere in the game, and we need them. So I hope they're gonna show up and show us their energy.
It's definitely going to be a different atmosphere than what we experienced last year. Mike, you can tell us better than we can tell the listeners.
Yeah. Last year was a bit of a, you know, some fans, not some fans. And it's been a long time coming. And even visually, like you look, this tournament is like, it's like a tapestry of countries and colors and flags and sounds. And when you walk into a building, you kind of absorb it all. And it's unique. I mean, maybe in European leagues, they are maybe a little more engaged with the fans than they are in North American, but it's part of what makes this tournament really cool. It's an atmosphere that is unique to this tournament, and without the fans, it was lacking. I mean, it's great to play for your country and all that, and guys played very hard in the last couple of years, but I just think to have it back, full energy, and all of it will be great.
And we're looking forward to it because puck drops tomorrow. We'll also be back tomorrow because that's all for our first preview show. We're going to be talking about the remaining eight teams. We'll also be live on Twitter Spaces at 9 a.m. EEST. That is 8 in the morning CET for everyone who's in the CET time zone. In the meantime, you can find us across all social networks, IIHF Hockey, to get more behind-the-scenes looks, analysis, and send us your questions because we're going to put Big Mike and DJ Ray Ray. Did I get that right?
That's right.
All right. We're going to put DJ Ray Ray and Big Mike on the spot with all your questions. So make sure you send them to us, to the Totally Ice Hockey Show on all social networks. And of course, don't forget those fantasy teams. That's fantasy.iihf.com. Guys, thank you for being with us this morning, and we'll be back tomorrow.
It's like a pre-season game for us, too. It's like warm up before the real thing. Get this one out of the way. Exactly. Reagan will be way better tomorrow. She already told me. She sent me a text. She's like, you know what? That'll just warm up for me. I'll be better tomorrow game.
Yeah, we get it, Mike.
I expect Ray Ray will be on point tomorrow.